Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update from the morning after.
It's Chrissy Bones, Monday Night Football, Giants 27, 49ers 23. Eli brings the Giants back from a 10-point second-half deficit. Odell Beckham Jr., two TDs from Eli for the first time since week three of 2017. Also last night, a really nice moment before the game, the Niners welcoming and hosting the Paradise High School football team, Town of Paradise, wiped out by the campfire that continues to rage in Butte County, California. Many of the Paradise football players and their families losing their homes in the fire. The team was forced to forfeit their playoff game, too, last week. Paradise High School principal Lauren Lighthall lost his home in the fire, said, quote, "I wish we could have sent the whole town." NFL news. There's one thing that could affect a huge over-under next Monday night. The Chiefs and Rams meet in Mexico City. It's the terrible field conditions at Azteca Stadium. Playing surface is looking
always
so
play
ugly.
Mexico, huh?
So ugly is the playing surface that the NFL says they have significant worry about the game, which could be moved to L.A. if the field isn't up
significant
to NFL
worry.
Standards.
NFL standards. They play in Oakland on a baseball diamond. You think they like have any significant worry when these guys are getting tackled on the dirt?
It's a dude buried.
It's like broken bottles on the grass in Oakland.
Yeah, it's a dude buried inside.
I always love
inside MetLife Stadium.
Yeah. It's like the it's always the Western world, like our attitude.
Yeah,
subpar conditions. Their soccer players make more money there.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we always hear this. Oh, we're going to England. Bad field turf.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, they got soccer players making $22 million a running year running around on this. If it was that bad,
turf.
They wouldn't be out there,
there
right?
There you go. They'd be all right.
Suck it up!
Azteca Stadium has hosted two big events on the field in the past few weeks, including a gigantic concert that left the field in shambles just 9 days.
I'm wondering who was down there. Who was, you know, I know what the concert was. I was curious to know what the concert was. Like, was it Beyonce?
Menudo? Menudo's Welcome Back.
Concert. Come on, that's offensive, man.
Was it Beyonce and Jay-Z? You know,
I was like, Menudo, the only. Menudo.
The first Mexican band I can
see. You're saying they're only Mexican bands? Like, play in Mexico?
Name a Mexican band, real quick. I mean, yeah, someone from America could have gone down there. I'm just. Mean it that way. NBA news, horrible sight in Minneapolis last night. Nets guard and rising star Caris LeVert taken off the court on a gurney after suffering a major ankle injury in the final seconds of the first half. LeVert was hurt contesting a drive by the T-Wolves guard Josh Okogie with 3.7 seconds remaining in the half. Players from both teams visibly shaken up. LeVert wheeled off the court in obvious distress. LeVert averaging 19 points per game, a career high in his third season now with the Nets.
He really was having a nice year. He was just starting to break out, actually. Nice.
I think he could have been an all-star this year. Could have made the all-star team this
year. Nah, that's a little bit extreme.
It's the Eastern Conference. Eastern Conference is lacks talent now.
I like the kid, but.
The Eastern Conference lacks talent now, Gabe.
He was playing well, though. He was a nice fantasy DFS player as well.
He was getting it done.
Also, cue the violin.
But you know what? The little thing is, like, people get hurt playing sports.
People
act surprised. Can you believe what happened? What? Yeah. Somebody got hurt playing sports?
But when the basketball player gets hurt, you don't expect to see that kind of major injury in the basketball game.
No, but a couple of times a year you do.
Cue up the violin music. Things haven't been easy for LeBron James in signing with the Lakers. The 14-time All-Star and possible GOAT, Corey, admitted to he had taken a step back and was reflecting on his current situation so as not to overreact. LeBron said yesterday, quote, "You know me. You know who I am. I almost cracked last week. I had to sit down and remind myself." Leap.
I feel his pain.
You knew what you were getting yourself into.
I feel his pain, bro. I nearly cracked a few times myself.
Yeah, we knew what we were getting ourselves into.
Luckily, the Lakers luckily have won 5 of 6, so LeBron won't have to crack.
My man.
Yeah, hey. In the NBA last night, Wizards over the Magic. Sixers beat the Heat. The Pelicans handed the Raptors just their second loss. Mavs got by the Bulls. Utah over Memphis. T-Wolves over the Nets.
We're being informed that Menudo's not even Mexican.
That's a Puerto Rican band.
Bad, you think the same thing?
Oh, bad top of mind. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Hey, Bones doesn't
not the most offensive thing that happened yet far this morning.
He
somebody will trump me this
is Menudo
hour.
Still even a band?
OKC continues to roll over Phoenix. The
were
Kings
they the ones
the
with Ricky Martin?
Yes.
No, they didn't have Ricky. No, and, they were.
And the Clippers, La Vida Loca.
The Clippers beat back the champs in OT 121-116. And big news in that game, all-stars Kevin Durant and Draymond Green usually keeping each other in check emotionally. Last night, the two exchanged heated words on the bench at the end of regulation during an OT loss to the Clippers. KD apparently upset that Green didn't give up the ball with the game tied at 106, Corey.
Nah, you got to do a better job than that. Obviously, if you rewatch the play, if you get a chance to rewatch the play today, as soon as Draymond gets the rebound, Kevin Durant says, give me the ball. Then you see Kevin Durant goes, oh, Lord, he about to run on the court by himself. Klay Thompson wide open. Kevin Durant coming up on the wing. Draymond Green dribbles the ball off his foot and falls down.
You know what should be in your update, actually, is the fact that I got screwed over by a half a point last night.
What game?
I had the Orlando Magic plus 7.5, and they lose by 8.
Yeah.
Three games in the NBA tonight.
There's only 1 point.
Three games in the NBA. Hornets at the Cavs, Rockets at the Nuggets, and the Hawks at the Warriors. Who do you like in those games, Corey and Gabe?
I'll give you a breakdown when we get to the last segment. I haven't looked at tonight's slate.
All right, college hoops. Duke blew the AP top 25 voters away with one big win. Blue Devils jump from fourth to first Monday in the first regular season all of college basketball, leapfrogging Kansas after their blowout win against then number 2 Kentucky last week. Duke and Coach K set a new record, 135th week at number 1, breaking John Wooden and UCLA's record. Top 5 are Duke, Kansas, Gonzaga, Virginia, and Tennessee.
Atlanta is in Golden State tonight after that debacle last night. Golden State's laying 13.5. They'll cover that 13.5. They're going to blow the doors off them.
Yeah, I would assume. It's actually kind of a short price at 12.5 points I see right now.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The morning after continues. All right, we're going to line up Pete Annapolis in a couple of minutes. We'll jump in. A lot of NBA news to hit. New York Giants victorious last night, but nobody really cares.
Nah.
If you're a Giant fan, whatever. It's actually better if you lose. Like,
exactly.
If you're San Francisco, you're better off losing at this point in
exactly.
time. You know, you had an enjoyable game. It was an entertaining game. We gave you 5 picks yesterday on game time decisions. For the record, we're not done here. You know, we're on once again at 4 o'clock with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and we're going to have Cam make his debut on this show later in the week.
Oh, really? That's what's up. You'll like Cam. Cam
I never met Cam.
Cam is mad cool.
Oh.
He's a jolly fella.
Yeah, Cam's very jolly.
I want to meet Adam Ronis, the bird.
He's not so jolly.
He's not a jolly fella.
No, no. He's kind of surly, Ronis.
Yeah, he is kind of surly.
Surly. Cam.
Surly means like chubby?
No. Like he's like out of nasty.
Surly
like
means
like a bad attitude.
Oh. Surly's like the opposite of me.
He would love you, though.
Like, I would say, like, surly's the opposite of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, someone that's surly is sort of, like, always upset. Someone like me, always cheery. Like, the opposite of cheery is surly.
I wouldn't have you as always cheery, Gabe.
Yeah,
but that must be satire. I've seen you curse.
No, a lot of people actually think that I'm potentially the one that can be called surly.
Who this is.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but Cam.
Not really, though.
Cam is, he's very, you say jolly, but then you're just sort of insinuating that all fat people are jolly.
Oh, you think if I call him jolly,
because
he got the big belly and the red face. Yeah.
Michelle smashing things.
Michelle breaking stuff.
Cam actually is
but he is jolly. He's not. No, I'm not body shaming him. I'm not. Michelle, right, can you pick the damn thing up and
Sorry,
put it on your hip,
falling.
Michelle?
Yeah,
my God, we're trying to do a radio show over here, Michelle.
It keeps falling. I don't know why.
The best thing is, I noticed. I told Cam, I said, "Man, you lost a little weight," and he goes, "Yeah, I know." He goes, "I've been stressed out a lot. I'm losing a little weight."
Oh, yeah, stress will do it.
And then he told me, he goes, "I can't lose too much weight, though, because I won't be funny anymore." And he kind of raises a good point. I hate to say it, but it's
fat
true.
Fat people are funny.
If you're
but
a
really
chunky
skinny
guy,
people are too.
And then you're skinny after, you're not as funny anymore.
No, you know what? Fat people are funnier, and fat people, when they dance. They dance. Fat people can dance.
They're better than good dancers. Great
people,
dancers.
Fat people are good dancers.
All right, I disagree with that.
Fat people are good dancers.
I don't agree with
they
that.
They can move. Like saying, I got a little.
And now you just start dancing, so are you referring to yourself?
I got a little belly, too. You know what I'm saying?
Corey can't dance. The morning after.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy 5-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
The morning after continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All right, do we have Pete Annapolis, Bones? All right, we'll get Pete Annapolis on momentarily. We'll talk some NBA basketball. Want to get into the NFL. So, yeah, we're talking about that Monday night game.
It looks like Monday night game.
It's getting serious right now. The NFL is saying we're going to know in a couple hours by the end of the business day.
What the deal with Le'Veon Bell is?
No, whether they're playing in Mexico City next week or
okay.
not.
Okay, all right, so cool. So we got that. We got to follow in Mexico City for that.
There's fires in L.A. It's like, oh, I might go to L.A. Like, yeah, that's any better.
Yeah, no, you got to be careful. So
I think they're overdoing this. You've got
Gabe,
time
you
got to
prepare. You
got
to be careful. We'd rather be safe than sorry.
Football's getting big in Mexico, though. So I get if they're trying to, like, expand.
You can't screw these people over a week before this game. Yeah, exactly. They right. sold 100,000, 120,000 tickets for this game.
We were at Xfinity Live, and this guy actually was an Eagles fan, and him and his girlfriend were from Mexico.
What is Xfinity Live?
Xfinity Live.
It's a party. It's a bar restaurant.
It's a bar restaurant that they have like right across arena. From Wells Fargo.
It's a good time in that joint.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good time in
that. It was a great time. So we went there before the game and after the game, and then it was before the game. Then they had a band outside. It's really cool because there's a bunch of different bars. They got a Chickie and Peas. They have a Geno's. And you can just walk around in every place with your beer from the other bars.
And evidently, drunk people walk around with $100 bills.
There's some ladies in that joint, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's bring the executive
was very popular in that joint on Saturday night after Sixers Knicks. Very popular.
Let's bring Pete Annapolis in. Always popular with us, former assistant coach with the UMass Minutemen. So if you can, Corey. Please refrain from any Coach Calipari pot shots, jokes, and references on way out of interviews.
Said he was with UMass, I thought he was with UMass more recently. I didn't know he was with UMass back in the
Dana. He's got gray hair, man.
I didn't know he was with UMass back in the Dana Dangle Marcus Camby day. I wouldn't have made that reference to Coach Cal getting his banners removed.
Yeah, I'd let Corey have it after Pete for you. I was like, yeah, good job. I told him, no, it's all good. What's up, Pete?
Hey, it's all good, guys. Don't worry. Calipari's got a pretty big bank account. He could take some of this.
Yeah, he's got thick skin.
Okay. No doubt.
He's okay.
He's got thick skin. All right, so Michelle Serpico next to us right now. She's a Philadelphia 76er fan. And she was jumping on the Raptors bandwagon, but just like that, because, ooh, they got Jimmy Butler now in Philadelphia. So your quick take on that deal, and we'll get to some of the other stuff. I mean, the Butler deal's been in news for a couple of days now, so it's kind of old, but... First time talking to you. He's going to make his debut tomorrow. This is not that old. I wonder about the chemistry. And I brought this up yesterday, Pete, that, you know, Jimmy Butler wasn't really happy with the intensity level or the mental toughness of the Minnesota Timberwolves players. Yet, to me, the Philadelphia 76ers are essentially the Minnesota Timberwolves of the Eastern Conference. Like, Ben Simmons is very aloof. I think Embiid wants it a lot. I wonder about Simmons. Long-winded question here. What about the chemistry with Butler going in here with these guys right now?
Yeah, that's going to be the number one question mark as this process develops within the next couple of months heading into the playoffs. Jimmy Butler, I like. Okay, he comes from Marquette, tough, hard-nosed guy, all-star player. Is he a superstar player? No, I don't believe that. But in this day and age, when you get a max contract, you think of yourself as a superstar player. He didn't get along with Towns and Wiggins. I mean, Embiid and Simmons, there's not great chemistry between those two guys off the court and a little bit on the court as well. I love Embiid. I mean, he's a beast. If he could stay healthy, he's going to go down as one of the greats. Simmons, you know, can't shoot. The roster now, you know, once they lost Ilyasova.
Who shoots for these guys now? You got these big three, but what about the rest of the team?
Exactly. So Jimmy comes in
and Covington got ripped by Sixer fan all the time, but Covington did all the dirty work and did a lot of things for that team.
Absolutely. So who's going to shoot the basketball other than J.J. Redick, who's coming off the bench? I mean,
J.J. Redick sucks.
Listen, he's the only shooter on that team. But the most pressing problem for Brett Brown is going to be, how does he get those three guys to play collectively together? And does Jimmy Butler accept not being the first guy or the second guy? Will he accept being the third? Now, people will say, well, it'll go game to game. The NBA doesn't work that way. At the end of the game,
One guy gets the shot. We all know who's getting it. Notwithstanding what Draymond did last night to KD.
How about to say Draymond gets the shot?
Yeah, exactly. But can Butler fit in with two young alpha male type players? But at the end of the day, I think Butler will help that team. Whenever you get a trade, guys, I've always said this. The team that gets the better, the most talented player wins that trade. But I like the return. It was Covington and Saric because now Towns becomes the man. Wiggins becomes the 1A, and there's not that problem with Butler trying to be that guy, trying to teach those young cats.
No doubt. Hey, Pete, is there a place for Carmelo Anthony in today's NBA?
A lot of respect for Melo, man, but the time is here. It's over, right? Listen, with Carmelo in New York and Jalen and D'Antoni.
Sort of like Eli Manning. Melo's just a step slow, isn't he? He's not terrible, but it's just a step slow for the pace of the new league.
Where does he go, guys? It didn't work with D'Antoni and the Knicks, right? It was over, right? He goes to OKC. Oh, great fit. Westbrook, Paul George. He was awful. He was terrible. I spoke to Billy Donovan. I can't repeat some of the stuff. Billy's like a great guy, and he tried to make it work. Ask those guys in OKC how terrible Carmelo was in that fit. He goes to Houston. They were one game away from being in the NBA championship final, and now you get rid of those two guys, Boutte and Ariza. You bring in Carmelo. Carmelo is terrible defensively. He doesn't fit in. And offensively, where he made his mark in the NBA, it doesn't work anymore for him. He can't shoot the three at a high percentage.
The only teams I could think, for him, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Does he want to play for a non-contender?
The Atlanta Hawks.
See, Gabe,
like, honestly, Corey, this is where we're at now with him. What team?
You're not going to.
No, like, let me go through the top here. The Toronto Raptors, that ain't happening.
It's not going to happen.
The Milwaukee Bucks, that ain't happening.
Gabe, you
can't. The Philadelphia 76ers, that ain't happening.
A 15-year veteran is not going to sign with a non-contender.
He doesn't have a choice, bro.
Then he's not going to play.
That's it.
I think he would rather not play than play for the Nets.
Man, maybe. How about Carmelo? What about this, Pete? Carmelo should go over and play with China right now. Make some big money in China, put up some numbers.
Well, you know, is he going to Utah? Is he going to Portland? They don't want him there. I mean, who he's not going to go to OKC. He's not going to go to Lakers.
I was even going to say a team like Sacramento that used to be the cast-offs, but they're 8-6. They don't want him in here.
Set that up, yeah.
Listen, again, Carmelo, a lot of respect for him. He's going to go down. Probably will make the Hall of Fame. But
he's a Hall of Famer.
We're not in a position now to feel bad for Carmelo. Look at the money the guy's made. Listen, life happens, man. The body is done. He's not that type of athlete. Doesn't have that type of game. It depends what he wants to do. Whether he wants to go for a non-playoff team or a bottom-barrel NBA franchise, that's going to be the only option for him. Unless somebody in the next, you know, again, we're early now, and I think Houston wants to get rid of him because of that. They want to find some new guys that could fill in because they want to save their season. But there's going to be one GM on a contender team that will maybe try and acquire him if there's an injury here. But again,
only takes one. Yeah,
I don't see a fit.
Caris LeVert's injury last night. Sad news for the kid. Good kid. He's been through injuries before at Michigan already. He was having a real nice year to start the year so far this year, Pete. How long will he be out for? Pretty much the same injury that Hayward and George had, right?
Listen, you and I have been talking about Caris LeVert since Michigan, and we've been doing our NCAA previews, and he was money in the tournament for them, and he really, really translated his game here to being a leader, to being one of their better players. I got to speak to Caris. They played the Raptors in Montreal in preseason. I mean, they were so high on his development, the way he takes the game on the offensive end, the versatility on the defensive end. Listen, he's going to be out for a year plus. You can't even watch that again. How does this happen to players? I mean, we got to see Garbajosa with the Raptors years ago, Kevin Ware with Louisville, and now Hayward, Paul George. This shouldn't happen. This shouldn't happen to a body. Again, I feel sorry. This is somebody you want to feel devastated for in his family, but he's going to have that resiliency. He's got that support staff. He'll be back, but it's going to take some time.
Hey, Pete, let me ask you about this. Like you said, coaching and stuff like that. We've been through a couple stories in the past couple of weeks with collegiate coaches really treating the players like terrible. You got this thing with Zach Smith that we heard about this morning.
More from the football world than basketball.
Yeah, that's kind of what the question I was going to ask. The kid, he said, I'll send you back to Haiti. That was the basketball coach. Pete, is there a difference, then Gabe basically set it up, when you're dealing with basketball players, is that kind of a culture thing with football as compared to basketball? Or can you see some of that sneak in? Like, is that method of coaching, is that the right way to go about it in today's society?
Oh, no, absolutely not, Corey. You can't go through that. And it's about relationships, right? And there's stuff that happens, you know, in the locker room, in between the four walls. But you got to treat people with respect, and you got to treat kids with respect. And sometimes they're kids, right? They make mistakes. It's our job as coaches to really—
We got to get out of here, Pete, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but I always say,
look at
Steve Kerr. Look at Steve Kerr, one of the best coaches. Steve Kerr ain't calling people names and, you know, acting crazy.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
The Sea of Galilee is shrinking. Lake where Christians believe Jesus walked on water has hit near record low levels as a result of overuse. I think we will be able to walk on water after all, evidently. The morning after. The New York Giants walked on water last night. Victorious. Victorious at last.
The Giants won. It's a miracle.
They can't even tank properly. You know what? They needed that win. Giant fan needed that win. Joe Galena needed that win.
Yeah, nah, you want to.
Chris Venture needed that. I was going to say Venture needed the win for his self-esteem, but his self-esteem's already high enough.
Does not have a self-esteem problem.
Yeah, now Venture's thinking Super Bowl.
Then they're already.
Like,
right.
I look forward to Venture's take later in the day. He's going to go, you know, I looked at the schedule and we run the table. We run the table.
Yeah.
You know what? The division is pretty bad. But except Washington's at six.
The Giants stink, though.
No. The Giants, like I said, the Giants last night basically are like, they were like a homeless dude who basically found $5. They went to Burger King. They filled their stomach up. They're going to wake up in the morning. You're going to be hungry again. Yeah, you're still homeless. Yeah, Eli Manning still sucks.
That next $5 might be 3 or 4 weeks away from now. So that's the first thing you got to look at.
Speaking of $5, Corey owes me $5
for an
in-game bet that we made.
That's
on Sunday.
Yeah,
well, Fitzpatrick.
I got to give you that $5.
And I believe Michelle Serpico owes the system $10. Was that the fine?
Michelle, your antics from last week?
It's a bad day to hit Michelle up with a fine today, though.
Yeah.
I'm not the one. I'm not the commissioner. Bones, you want a fine or you come down and do it?
About you, Corey? This is rumor that I've heard, and I was against this.
That I owe something, right?
Your antics on the star last week?
Yeah.
We fined you for unsportsmanlike conduct.
How much?
It's
$10.
$10,000.
No, well, the NFL player got fined.
Let me call Cardano.
The NFL player got fired, got fined $10,000. So for
I'll tell
10?
You what the fine is. Every time she gets $100 from a drunk guy at a Cowboys-Eagles game, she got to share it with all of us.
Got to break down. But now, Michelle, you were fined for unsportsmanlike conduct for dancing on the Dallas Cowboys star.
What do I have to do?
You have to give $10 to us.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go, Michelle.
To charity.
Yeah, $10. That's not a bad fine.
Yeah, Corey doesn't get to keep it.
But if I got $10
in there. You will.
Corey doesn't get to keep it.
No, I don't get to keep it. It's not for me. But maybe you will, maybe you'll learn.
I have $2.
That's fine.
Okay.
Corey will take it.
Where do I put it?
The money goes to Corey's foundation.
Yeah, you put it right on top of the star.
Yeah.
Where'd the star go?
The star is gone now. I noticed the star is gone.
What happened to the star? Now the star's been vandalized.
Now the star, you probably went
first it got stepped on, and now it's been stolen.
Now the star is gone from off the turf. You know the people that run the restaurant said we need to do something about it. They said we need to do
about
something
what?
About this carpet.
The carpet's out of control.
It needs to be vacuumed?
It needs to be vacuumed.
Listen, I'm not the most biggest clean freak, and I won't even lie down on this thing.
Yeah, cleanliness is next
to
godliness.
I don't even understand. Yeah. It's like there's some big white dog that lies here. What is this white dog hair on our carpet?
I bring my cat in here every day.
Is there a dog that comes in here in the middle of the night that we don't know about?
Yeah. Maybe it is.
You know, I was thinking about it the other day, though, actually. I think we need, nice, you know what there should be here? AstroTurf.
Oh, that's
it. Should be like a football, like a football field, like with the little mini yardage and stuff.
Maybe since we got a new name and a new show, we should.
Yeah,
new
set.
Yeah,
or at least at least a new carpet.
We need a new studio.
No, it's a beautiful studio and set.
It is.
I just need a new carpet.
The turf would be cooler. I really like the studio. I think the turf would be really cool.
Yeah, I think you've said enough today, Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle's having an Uber moment. She's not even in an Uber. Again, anything else you want? Any other on air business?
The same Uber driver twice last night. Going and coming.
Dude, I died an Uber the other day. That's weird.
It's a slow night. So
that is weird.
Probably not a lot of people. They're probably like, I'm not going to make that much money.
Two totally different areas of New York, though.
Oh.
If I was you, Corey, I'd think, honestly.
No, it was a dude.
Aren't you a little suspicious now, like that they're spying on you or like maybe the feds or somebody's
Son, let me tell you something, Gabe. I was power watching.
I don't know. If I got the same Uber driver twice, I'd be a little bit freaked out. I'd be like, there's something up here. Like
I was power watching.
I probably would have like beat him up.
Yeah.
Because I would have been, tell me the truth. Why are you following me?
Gabe, I was power watching House of Cards over the weekend. So now every time I come in the house, I think somebody going to be sitting on the couch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've never taken an Uber where the Uber driver isn't weird.
Like I have no problem with Uber drivers.
We took one the other day out there because the transit system, of course, broke down in New Brunswick, New Jersey. So we had to get to the football game.
Shocking. So you hopped in an Uber?
Yeah, it's a weird.
How much did it cost you that joint?
$11.
Not bad.
$11. Me and some stranger split it.
Oh, y'all split a share ride?
Yeah, it was his Uber. I gave him $6 cash.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't like the share ride joint though.
Me neither. I never do that.
We got in. Yeah. We got in too, and there was already another dude in the car.
Exactly.
But at least he was going to the same spot. He's going to the game.
All right, so then that makes
it okay.
Well,
what's up, buddy?
I don't want to drop you off at your crib before I go to my crib.
No, then we started actually arguing amongst ourselves about where we were going to get let off.
Well, amazing.
Turned into a real,
Amazing.
Yeah, Uber, right? I ain't sharing nothing.
Yeah, I'm not into Uber pool.
All right, so the Giants victorious last night.
I'm a celebrity.
You're going to go welcome them home to a hero's welcome, Corey, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm not going out there to welcome the New York Giants nowhere. I despise the New York Giants. I'm not going to welcome the New York Giants nowhere.
So I am serious. It's been five weeks in a row, guys.
Since?
5 weeks in a row that my solitary best bet in the NFL has won. Like that one game that jumped off the screen at me. 2 weeks ago was the Texans against your Cowboys. Last night, it was the New York Giants. Happened to be two weeks in a row was Monday Night Football that I liked the most. Titans, Cowboys. Titans, Cowboys. Last night, Giants, Niners. Killing Monday Night Footballs. But this week, I really am looking at the Atlanta Falcons against your Dallas Cowboys.
Atlanta is not a good favorite.
You guys will not be able to keep up with the Atlanta Falcons in trade points. Listen, Corey, that was a circle the wagon, all in gut check game against the Philadelphia Eagles. I wasn't just saying that about the 7-year-old kid sending a letter. When 7-year-old children are sending letters to you saying you're gutless and you suck, and the jester court clown dude on the other team is saying that your fans are a bunch of clowns, and your organization's a joke, if you don't respond then you really are just heartless and gutless. Cowboys show a little heart, but they're not better than the Atlanta Falcons.
No, they're not better than
the Atlanta.
They
won't outscore them.
They're not better than the Atlanta Falcons.
And the Atlanta Falcons aren't a good favorite on the road against the Cleveland Browns. Everybody acts all surprised they didn't beat the Browns.
Gabe, the Falcons are money burners. You got to be careful with the Falcons. I'm not touching this game. Obviously, I'm not going to bet this game because I don't bet on games.
Thank you very much, but I will, and I'll win money on it. The Atlanta Falcons will beat the Dallas Cowboys.
As your homeboy, I'm warning you.
Cowboys have they got their little win.
They lay in three.
Dude, I've said this. I say this every day. I just try to help you people out
Gabe,
there.
You better
you make
three,
money.
Gabe?
You make money in the NFL by going against what happened the week before.
I agree.
And I'm not saying you blindly just bet on it. Well, that team won last week, so I'm going to bet against them. But for the most part, there's an overreaction to this. So let me put it this way to people, all right? 2 weeks ago, on Sunday night, it was Sunday night this last Sunday night, the Dallas Cowboys went into Philadelphia. What was the point spread? 7 points. They were getting 7 points against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now they're getting 3 points against the Atlanta Falcons. You're telling me that the Philadelphia Eagles are 4 points better than the Atlanta Falcons are right now? The Falcons are a better team than the Eagles are right now, or at least they're equal. We're getting value on the Falcons at home right now at 3.
I would not.
There's an overreaction because the Cowboys won again. There's an overreaction because the Cowboy fans basically, you know, Cowboys tie their shoelaces properly and they're winning the Super Bowl.
I got to check. Let me see what Atlanta is versus the spread. Because I am telling you right now, Jack, that I'd be very careful with the Falcons are 3-6 versus the spread, 2-3 against the spread at home. The Falcons are money burners, Gabe.
Yeah, but in what role? In what role were they?
I don't like them as a favorite.
Yeah, but it's 3 points.
Okay. You're saying, all right.
I'm saying, yeah. The Falcons laying, 5 points on the road at Cleveland's not a smart bet. Like, smart people didn't make that bet. And I'm not calling anyone stupid if you lost money on that game.
I feel what you're saying, Gabe.
But I'm saying the Atlanta Falcons on the road in their second consecutive road game, going on grass in the East Coast in the rain, isn't exactly a sharp bet. You know, it wasn't like sharp, oh, I love the Falcons this week on the road against the Browns.
Both of these teams are 4-5, Gabe. I'd be careful laying that 3 with Atlanta.
I think the Cowboys.
I'd be careful laying that 3 with Atlanta.
I think the Cowboys are not as good of a 4-5 as the Falcons. But they're kind of equal. All right,
agree with that.
All right, we're going to Sunny. We have a lot of Sunnies to end of the show. Sunny where? Sunny Toronto? Sunny New York?
What we got? What Sunny is this?
What's up, guys? Congratulations. It's Sunny Vega.
Sunny Vega. What up?
What's up, Sunny?
I want to congratulations your guys on the show. What up, gang?
We appreciate it. You're the first one. We appreciate that. Yeah, very nice of you.
You're welcome. No, because I heard some stuff on the show yesterday, and my feelings were kind of hurt, to be honest with you.
What happened,
Sunny? What'd they say?
Michelle, you weren't there, but they went on a rant like no one's called the show to congratulate us and this and that and the other. And I'm like, well, hold on a second.
It was true.
Taylor Stevens bought Gabe a housewarming TV. I bought Gabe a chair. I remember Crown Royal and cupcakes and lunches. Yeah. I remember invites to adult bars.
That was all last week. The show started this week. Quit living in the past, Sonny.
Hey, Sonny.
In the past.
Look, you know what,
and you know what? I saw something, too, yesterday, guys. Brianna Keeler, who's actually pretty hot, I think.
What was that?
She's a chick on CNN. Brianna Keeler.
All right.
Started a new show yesterday.
Called?
Very similar situation. She's been on a network forever.
Yeah.
Or whatever. She has a new news show at 2 o'clock. I think it's called Right Now.
Okay.
I saw her on Twitter. You know what the pictures of Twitter were?
What?
She was at a party with balloons, and there was a big cake that said Right Now.
No party for
and
us.
And she was holding up a cupcake that said Right Now. And she said, celebrating my new show with a cake.
Yeah.
I thought of you again. I'm like, damn, we really did get played.
We got played.
We didn't even get a couple of slices from Two Brothers Pizza.
Sonny and Taylor did come through and look out for us.
Beautiful people.
Man.
You guys are very nice.
I thought maybe Corey would be like showing up.
Music's playing, Sonny. It means we're done.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy 5-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you enjoy playing, Swing Low Sweet Chariot and Let Me Ride. If you enjoy playing daily fantasy sports but are sick of dealing with professionals using algorithms to select hundreds of lineups and entries, try the Props Builder tool at mybookie.ag. Forget having to create multiple lineups, ditch the hassle of dealing with late scratches, and avoid experts spending 90% of the money. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps. And if you sign up for a new account, use the promo code FNTSY, you can receive a 50% deposit bonus. No more dealing with late lineup scratches, no experts to compete against, just you and the prop that you choose. Go to mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY, and choose your matchup using the Props Builder tool.
You know, some deep stuff, actually. I'm Gabriel Morenci. You're listening to The Morning After on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, YouTube, Terrestrial Radio, Alexa, Siri, and a million other places, alongside Michelle Serpico and Corey Parson. As far as Caris LeVert is concerned, this kid was really, really lighting it up. It was a nice story. He's a really, really good guy. Like I said, I'm a Michigan Wolverine fan, so I know his story pretty well, and I'm almost getting choked up. How about this, Michelle? So this is going back to when he was at Michigan. All right, 2 years ago. A couple of years ago, he was at Michigan, and he also had a season-ending injury, and his father died. And, he's a kid, right? So he was going through a tough time. This is from a couple of years ago, Caris LeVert. God doesn't make mistakes. It's something I've grown to believe. Mistakes don't really happen in life. Everything happens for a reason. It's not what happens to you. It's how you react to what happens to you. It's how you grow from that, and it's how you can get stronger and smarter from it.
Like, there you go.
And how the hell do you not like this kid? Yeah. And this is from a kid in college. He said this after his father died and after everything he's been through. So now this, I don't know. I don't know why good things happen to bad people all the time. It just seems to. It sucks. You got, like, big-ass jerks running around and, making tens of millions of dollars and, I don't know. The Lord works in mysterious ways. But I believe in what Caris LeVert is saying. I think everything does happen for a reason.
No, obviously.
Part of God's plan. God put him in the NBA. God, you know what I mean? It's all part of God's plan, and the bad.
It's no such thing as a coincidence. It's the reason why this is happening to the young man. But he seems like the kind of cat that can, handle this adversity.
Maybe that Uber driver was really following you in a coincidence. He said there's no such thing.
You're right. This cat right here, he's dealing with this because he can handle it. And I'm sure it'll be some good to come from this for the young man. So shout out to Caris LeVert. Where Brooklyn at?
Yeah, he really was playing some good basketball this year. All right, so we talked about the point spread of that Monday nighter. It hasn't moved the total, so the grass issue hasn't freaked bettors out, actually. And it's funny because I read a mainstream media article about it, and it was basically, now that the field is all sloppy, maybe the under is worth a play because, of course, this is the highest total NFL history with the Monday night game with the Chiefs and the Rams in Mexico City. But really, if the field is all, like, banged up and slippery and in bad shape, it actually helps the offense.
Yeah, because the offense knows where they're going.
The old
defense has to react.
It sounds cliche, but it's true. Like, if it's slippery or if, like, in the snow, it's an advantage for the wide receivers and the offense because, as Corey stated, they actually know where they're going. And just when you got guys running at full speed and making turns and cuts and stuff, DBs and defensive guys are, like, sliding around and falling around everywhere. So don't automatically think it's an under because there's a sloppy field, Michelle Serpico.
So since we were just talking about him, Caris LeVert was stretched. LeVert. Okay, I did say it right.
Like Gerald LeVert.
So after he was stretched off the court after suffering a gruesome leg injury, according to Nets head coach Kenny Atkinson said he's the heart and soul of their program. But anyway, he was receiving tweets from players all over the league, such as Kyle Kuzma, Chris Paul, Kevin Love, Porzingis, Dwayne Wade, and many others showing their love and support for him.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, you want to get behind a young man at this point, and the NBA family is doing such.
The NBA brotherhood is much tighter than most of the other leagues are. Like the NFL you'll see players take a knee and they'll pray for a player on another team who gets hurt. But the NFL players are also the same players that fight to support each other. Like they're against it. Like, all the talk about like the NFL doesn't want to help former players out. Neither do the current NFL players. Like the NFL players are generally, they're kind of dumb, to be honest. I'm just calling out for what it is.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just being real. I mean, dude, they don't have guaranteed contracts.
I know.
Like, they're stupid.
They have the weakest union in
sports.
The
amount of, like, the way that they get screwed is like comparable, like their contracts comparable to other leagues is laughable. It's almost like a child.
D'Maurice Smith, he might as well work for the NFL.
Yeah, and Gene Upshaw before
that. Yeah, he might as well work
for the NFL. You hear what I'm saying? Like, put it this way, Corey, like hockey players, hockey is a popular sport. It's driven on ticket sales hockey guys are making like 10 and 12 mil a year and stuff.
Exactly. Oh, for ticket sales. This NFL,
they're not. And Tom Brady doesn't make that much more. And nobody knows who the hell half these hockey
NFL
guys are.
NFL has Look at the massive NBA. TV deals.
Everybody in the NBA makes money.
Yep.
Everybody. J.J. Redick makes $24 million a year.
J.J. Redick makes more money
than... Tristan's making $18 million a year.
J.J. Redick make more money than Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, like J.J. Redick is... Yeah.
It's crazy.
He's making... $6 million more than what Le'Veon Bell is getting rejected for.
Exactly.
And Le'Veon Bell is the best in what he does, and J.J. Redick's just another guy in what he does.
Right quick, though. This right here blow your mind. Derrick Rose was on the court for Paul George's injury. He was on the court for Gordon Hayward's injury.
Crazy.
And last night he was on the court for
Karis LeVert's injury. We talk about God acting in weird ways. And Derrick Rose has been injured so much in his life.
Wild, right?
You know that he was freaked out.
Exactly. He's been on the court for all three of those gruesome injuries.
Derrick Rose said, it's something I always think about.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy to know that it's always on his mind. Am I going to break my leg? Am I going to something bad going to happen?
It's
amazing that Rose has been there. It's like some weird magic around this guy.
Okay, put it like this. So it's like you're on the court. It's 10 of you guys on the court. This rarely ever happens. But you're one of the guys on the court every time. So that makes it almost like, okay, the odds of it happening to you raises higher and higher and higher every time. Who just came in the studio?
Oh, my God.
It looks like we have flowers. Grab the flowers if you can, Michelle.
Oh, somebody.
Bring them in. It's all right. Come on. Don't worry about it.
Bring the flowers in here. You shouldn't have. Oh, it's not for me.
Congratulations to me. It's not for our show. I bet you. Congratulations to Michelle Serpico.
Where's it at?
All right, here we go.
Where's the package at?
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, look at this. This is beautiful.
All right. So what does it say here?
Oh, it says congratulations on the new show, guys. You deserve it. We love you tons. It's a new start, a fresh new.
My man.
A fresh start, so effing congratulations, baby. Gabe, Michelle, and Corey, get it. Love Tay and Sonny. So is Taylor and Sonny.
That's beautiful.
Are you kidding me?
Nice.
This isn't even from the network.
Them.
This is from Taylor and Sonny.
Yes. From Taylor and Sonny. Look at that.
You guys are just too much of class acts.
Yeah, Taylor and Sonny are class acts.
Right.
It would be nice if the people we work for did
I'm
something like that.
I'm hoping there's a stripper that jumps out of here.
Right.
Whoa! Gabe, don't motorboat the balloons, Gabe.
They look a lot like Taylor.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That was so sweet of you guys.
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful job by Taylor and Sonny.
Oh, you guys are too nice. So Sonny set it up with the call.
Yeah, he did
set us up with the
call. You know what? That's probably what he was talking about. Because he probably didn't realize that they weren't delivered yet. You know what I'm saying? He probably thought that they were delivered and we didn't say thank you.
We got some balloons.
Very, very nice. I like this. The balloon. Get the balloons. Get the party look in here.
All right, I got it, Bones. I think. All right, here we go right here.
Well, like Taylor and Sonny really are our nicest
viewers.
They're
the best.
Class everyone X. else, you got
and
stuff.
They came and hung out with me on Saturday,
look at
by
this.
The way.
You got like a stuff. You can put that like behind you. Like you'll keep it on the set here, Michelle.
All right,
let
me put this one right here. Over here in the fantasy executive area.
I like that. Congratulations.
Oh,
hey.
I do.
Hey. I want to put the camera back on me. I'm dancing.
That's a lot of balloons right there.
That's a lot of balloons.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We just want to say that Taylor and Sonny Vega, you know, pretty much our nicest listeners and viewers.
They really are.
Everyone else, like, we could die in a ditch and, you know.
Son, Gabe.
Tell people, like, man, me and Corey were in a ditch in a swamp.
Well,
we just got jacked at the Meadowlands.
And they'd be like,
guys, Bob,
be like Riggs would be like, I'm not coming to town for 2 days, guys.
I got to white balance the camera. Like I said, the clan could come in here and be taking me out, and nobody on the fourth floor would even see it.
No, you come in, we'd be like, help.
Oh, they brought a teddy bear for Michelle. Look at that.
Oh, cute little teddy. Very soft.
Yeah, we'll keep the teddy bear on the set. We'll put him up to put him next to Jeff.
I'm gonna put him behind me.
Jeff, the skeleton.
One of these ugly shoes.
Yeah, cover up the big baller brand there. There you go.
Oh, boy.
There we go.
Yeah, see, Bob in the chat's admitting. Bob says, yes, it's true. I do suck. All you other people should hang your head in shame. Hang your head in shame. Look at this. Flowers, stuffed animals, balloons. Very, very nice of Taylor.
Well, also, guys, don't forget tomorrow's my birthday if you want to, you know.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. So do you have an Amazon? Do you have like a wish list or do you have some sort of website or something?
I'm sure she's had a wish list at some point.
Oh, there's some things I want, yeah. Cool. I want these BCBG shoes. I want a couple.
So yeah, let's throw it out here for people. So what's on Michelle? Because Christmas is around the corner,
too. I don't know what he's going to get me, and I was wondering. Anyway.
Oh, is there pressure on him? Like, did he better not screw this up type? You're going to judge him on a gift.
No, because we just started dating. So I'm like, and he asked me, he's like, what do you want for your birthday? And I'm like, I don't know what to tell him. I don't want to sound like too high maintenance, but also I don't want
to
go
by
myself. Yeah. Right.
So throw it out there for people, even like in the head, because Christmas is coming up too. Right. So people might not have time to get your gift for tomorrow, but Christmas is around the corner. So what's on Michelle Serbico's wish list?
I would like a new pair of gym sneakers.
All right.
I like the OSs, or they're called like it's OSOS. I think that's what they're called. Anyway, I like those sneakers. I'm a size 8.5, in case you guys are wondering.
A big foot.
To go along with my hands.
That foot is long.
That foot is long. Yeah. I want the platinum.
Your feet are fine.
The platinum leather BCBG
Rex Ryan
shoes.
Approves, Corey. Don't worry. Rex Ryan approves of her feet.
Yeah. What else do I want? I don't see. That's the thing. I don't really know. Just money.
All right. Now, poor Bob. Poor Bob's in the chat. He's like, God, do I... Bob, settle down, Bob. You're right, Bob. Bob's bringing us a pizza.
No, Bob, you don't.
Now, Bob, you're a great guy, Bob.
Yes.
You're a great Bob. We don't expect you to send balloons and flowers, Bob, from Vermont. It's
no,
all right.
McDonald's is fine, Bob.
Yeah.
Remember, we're going to McDonald's.
He's coming in. He says he's going to bring us some New York pizza.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We want to make sure he's not bringing it from Vermont.
Right. Yeah, because pizza from New York is better than Vermont.
That'd be a little bit too long.
Yeah.
See, poor Bob. He's like, Bob, we've hurt Bob's feelings. Everyone else in the chat is admitting it. They're we suck.
Cool.
We suck. It's true.
Yeah.
Great stuff, though. Wow.
Yeah.
Corey is, Corey, you're like, are you in tears?
Are you
allergic Corey's to the flowers?
No. I feel like I might be coming down with something.
Corey looks like he's getting emotional.
Hopefully, I'm here tomorrow. I'm all right. My mental state is good. I'm not getting emotional. I was a little emotional over the weekend, but, other than that,
I got a little emotional too after like 22 drinks and about 13 Jagermeister shots.
You got emotional Saturday night?
You get a little emotional then too.
Yeah. No, it's tough.
I rode the roller coaster. I'm actually a pretty happy drunk for the most part.
Yeah.
But like if I'm with people, like if I went to a game with you, Michelle and Corey or something, I won't turn all crazy. I might, we'll have some fun.
I've been to a game with you.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten deranged crazy. Did I get deranged crazy?
That Jet Bill game, Gabe. I was like, I hope son is all right.
Well, I was upset about the Bills' performance.
So that justifies it. You know, because we were sitting in a section. It was a kid behind us. It was a toddler behind us. And you said, who bring the toddler to a Thursday night football game? Yeah. You said that. And the guy behind was like, that language. And you're like, I'm out of here.
Well, seriously, Michelle, who brings a baby to a Thursday night New York Jets?
I mean, honestly, it's true. I was even thinking that at the Eagles game the other night when I saw this lady walk.
Here's
the
word of advice for you. Get a freaking babysitter.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll have our plays of the day coming up at 4 o'clock.
Thanks, Sonny and Taylor.
Thank you, Sonny. God bless. Later.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more. Boo! Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Brad in Texas. What's up, Brad?
Brad, what up?
Yo, Corey, man. What's up with that W yesterday?
Yeah, Brad. How about them Cowboys?
Corey's not even happy.
How about them Cowboys?
He's not even,
Brad?
I'm happier than he is.
I'm happy to be talking to Brad.
He came in here depressed.
Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys, Brad? What up with you?
You don't have a call. I got a call every morning when the Cowboys win.
Have you been drinking this morning, Brad?
The celebration's been continuing. You've been going hard all night, Brad?
Hey,
he has.
I'm in Texas. We do everything bigger in Texas.
There you go, right, Brad.
I like like it. Bob's the first call and Brad's the most wasted call we've had on this show exactly. So far. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, we call it in and talk to you guys more often.
All right, good stuff, Brad. Don't drive anywhere today, Brad.
Yeah, Brad, stay inside. Yeah,
I'd stay inside.
Stay inside today and watch the highlight shows. Watch us, then watch the highlight shows, Brad. Don't go nowhere. Don't operate a mobile vehicle today, Brad, or no sharp objects.
No, that's our public service announcement. Please, yeah. Don't mow the lawn. We're going to hear a man in Dallas lose his foot mowing lawn. That's going to be our boy, Brad. On Sunday, during the Los Angeles Rams game against the Seattle Seahawks, microphones picked up Jared Goff shouting out instructions to the line of scrimmage. By the sound of it, Goff checked into a play called Halle Berry, which sounds remarkably similar to the name of the actress. Turns out that's what he was saying.
Okay.
All right.
What's wrong with that?
Jared Goff, it's my favorite play ever. Halle Berry tweets him, says, nice. Hold up, what's a Halle Berry?
Yeah.
He goes, it's my favorite play ever. And that's how Halle Berry became the biggest line of scrimmage version since Omaha.
Omaha.
Unlike the two other, the Rams' choice of words, easier to explain. Berry's a famous actress. The Rams are in L.A. As ESPN's Lindsay Theory reports, McNay said he named the play after Berry because of her beauty, and it was a compliment to the Oscar winner.
Nice, okay. Oh, look at that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jared Goff for that.
They're going to start raising it up a notch and start using, like, other actress names.
They might as well.
Lisa Ann. Tori Black. Black.
John Schneider.
Yeah. Kia Maria. That'd be great to troll the 49ers.
Yes.
That's like the play called Kia Maria.
Yeah, I know, right?
With Jimmy G.
Jimmy G's piece.
I'm telling you, he has jumped up to a really...
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Halle Berry.
I'm telling you.
Halle Berry, 64. Halle Berry.
Well, now
throw to a wide open wide receiver.
Now everyone knows.
Throw to a wide open wide receiver. Yeah, but if it's the pass rush come, I'm throwing it out of bounds. If the pass rush come, I'm throwing it out of bounds.
I cannot believe that there's one, like, you have one incompletion from Jared Goff. You're like, oh, look, he's got happy feet.
I've seen two halves of bad football in the past 3 weeks.
Two halves of bad football? He threw for 318 yards.
So two halves of bad football in the past 3 weeks.
Of football. Good thing you're not like a voter into the Hall of Fame. Unless you're a Dallas Cowboy, no one gets in.
No.
Saw you throw an incompletion once. I don't know, Jared. I'm sorry. You threw the ball out of bounds once. I didn't like that play.